That is why we hear a trumpet blast as a single note, rather than as the composite of pure tone harmonics that give it its brassy snarl. A clarinet playing the same note sounds woody, and an oboe sounds reedy because of different balances of harmonics. If you carefully manipulate a sound synthesizer to bring in the separate harmonics one by one, the brain hears them as a combination of pure tones for a short while until its simulation software gets it. And from then on, we experience only a single note of pure trumpet or oboe or whatever it is. The vowels and consonants of speech are constructed in the brain in the same kind of way, and so, at another level, are higher order phonemes and words.
Once, as a child, I heard a ghost, a male voice murmuring as if in recitation or prayer. I could almost, but not quite, make out the words, which seemed to have a serious, solemn timbre. I'd been told stories of priest holes in ancient houses, and I was a little frightened, but I got out of bed and crept up on the source of the sound. As I got closer, it grew louder, and then suddenly it flipped inside my head. I was now close enough to discern what it really was. The wind, gusting through the keyhole, was creating sounds which the simulation software in my brain had used to construct a model of male speech, solemnly intoned. Had I been a more impressionable child, it is possible that I would have heard not just unintelligible speech, but particular words and even sentences. And had I been both impressionable and religiously brought up, I wonder what words the wind might have spoken. On another occasion, when I was about the same age, I saw a giant round face gazing with unspeakable malevolence out through the window of an otherwise ordinary house in a seaside village. In trepidation, I approached until I was close enough to see what it really was, just a vaguely face-like pattern created by the chance fall of the curtains. The face itself and its evil mien had been constructed in my fearful child's brain. On the 11th of September 2001, pious people thought they saw the face of Satan in the smoke rising from the Twin Towers, a superstition backed by a photograph which was published on the internet and widely circulated.
Constructing models is something the human brain is very good at. When we are asleep, it is called dreaming. When we are awake, we call it imagination, or when it is exceptionally vivid, hallucination. As chapter 10 will show, children who have imaginary friends sometimes see them clearly, exactly as if they were real. If we are gullible, we don't recognize hallucination or lucid dreaming for what it is, and we claim to have seen or heard a ghost, or an angel, or God, or, especially if we happen to be young, female and Catholic, the Virgin Mary. Such visions and manifestations are certainly not good grounds for believing that ghosts or angels, gods or virgins, are actually there.
On the face of it, mass visions, such as the report that 70,000 pilgrims at Fatima in Portugal in 1917 saw the sun tear itself from the heavens and come crashing down upon the multitude, are harder to write off. It is not easy to explain how 70,000 people could share the same hallucination. But it is even harder to accept that it really happened without the rest of the world outside Fatima seeing it too, and not just seeing it, but feeling it as the catastrophic destruction of the solar system, including acceleration forces sufficient to hurl everybody into space. David Hume's pithy test for a miracle comes irresistibly to mind.
No testimony is sufficient to establish a miracle unless the testimony be of such a kind that its falsehood would be more miraculous than the fact which it endeavours to establish.
It may seem improbable that 70,000 people could simultaneously be deluded, or could simultaneously collude in a mass lie, or that history is mistaken in recording that 70,000 people claimed to see the sun dance, or that they all simultaneously saw a mirage. They had been persuaded to stare at the sun, which can't have done much for their eyesight. But any of those apparent improbabilities is far more probable than the alternative, that the Earth was suddenly yanked sideways in its orbit and the solar system destroyed, with nobody outside Fatima noticing. I mean, Portugal is not that isolated.
Although admittedly my parents once stayed in a Paris hotel called L'Hôtel de l'Univers et du Portugal.
That is really all that needs to be said about personal experiences of gods or other religious phenomena. If you've had such an experience, you may well find yourself believing firmly that it was real. But don't expect the rest of us to take your word for it, especially if we have the slightest familiarity with the brain and its powerful workings.